I'm very hesitant to proceed with the next part of the program because I realize that one person in particular, Dr. Hurd, may accuse me of trying to imitate a namesake of mine that appears on the National Television Network at about 8 o'clock every Sunday evening. Now, regardless of this, I think it is only fair to this audience to have an opportunity to see the national officers of the society who, for the most part, live in the eastern area of Canada and who come west on special invitations for occasions such as this. So I would ask the national officers, as I call their names, to stand. I will ask you also to simply give them some applause when we get them all on their feet. And first and foremost in this group, I would like to turn to Ms. Ruth Northcott, editor of publications of the RASC Journal, and perhaps a person who has sat around council executive tables for more hours than any other representative here this evening, Ms. Northcott. And secondly, the executive secretary of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, Mrs. Marie Fidler. Now, in the remainder of the national officers, first, Dr. Hurd, our national treasurer, Mr. Henri Simard, first vice president, Dr. Jack Locke, second vice president, Reverend Norman Green, national secretary, Dr. John Percy, national librarian, and two elected members of National Council, Dr. Crooker from the University of British Columbia and Dr. Milton from the University of Lethbridge. Thank you very much. I believe in addition to our national officers, we also have a distinguished guest here this evening in the person of Dr. Hall from the U.S. Naval Observatory. Is Dr. Hall present? Thank you. And if Dr. Morley Nash is here, I would be pleased if he likewise could stand. Dr. Morley Nash from Bermuda.